It's been declared an environmental emergency, crude oil washing ashore after a devastating spill along the Peruvian coast near Lima. The tsunami caused by the volcanic eruption near Tonga on January 15th apparently ruptured an underwater pipeline as a Spanish Repsol oil tanker was unloading crude at a refinery, causing the disaster. An investigation is underway. Authorities say the challenge to contain and clean the estimated 6,000 barrels dumped may be impossible to accomplish. But teams of volunteers at the Cavero Beach, near the main spill area, are doing their best. A few kilometers away, at the Bay of Ancon, another team is recovering only 20 barrels of the spill per day.
It's really not much, just a grain of sand. The attention on the cleanup campaign should be more aggressive.
Concerned university students have teamed up to save some species.
For now, we are cleaning and seeing what we can do with these crabs, because we are not going to be so heartless and leave them there.
Environmental authorities say the damage now extends 3,000 square kilometers, affecting Ancon Bay's rich biodiversity, from the fishermen's protected islands to the coastline fauna. We're about 4 kilometers off the coast of the Bay of Ancon, and here the water is completely under a blanket of oil. The ocean current is helping to spread it even further, making it more difficult to clean. To contain its advance, environmental authorities have cordoned off a small bay area. Fisherman Avelino Ramirez says more than 800 families who need it for their living now have nothing to sell.
Everything has stopped and no one is going out to sea because we know that the fish is unusable and will be contaminated. It's surprising that Repsol has not had a contingency plan.
On Thursday, President Pedro Castillo declared the environmental emergency, describing the oil spill as the most worrying ecological disaster in recent times. Some are blaming Repsol, but the company says it had no warning of the tsunami and is not responsible. While judicial authorities opened an investigation, experts say reversing the damage is impossible, especially with so much to be done and with so few volunteers at work on the ground. Mariana Sanchez, Al Jazeera, Lima, Peru.